Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I am Bronwyn Dannenfeldtzer, your host. We're talking about this weekend's upcoming Water Fire on Saturday, August 29th. And in case you just missed it, there's going to be Gorilla Tango happening at Water Fire on Saturday. And it's just going to be really, really cool. I mean, even just listening to the music and speaking to Steven Spira from Providence Tango made me want to get up and do a little boogie right here in the studio. Karen?
I'm getting my dancing shoes ready.
There you go. To Karen Warfield from Textron. Big thank you to Textron Charitable Trust for sponsoring Waterfire. Not sponsoring, but rather supporting us and helping to bring this weekend's lighting to fruition and the Gorilla Tango. But we were just talking, and all right, so we've got the world headquarters of Textron here, right? How old, or when was Textron founded?
It was founded in 1923 by Royal Little, mm-hmm. and it was a textile company. He started out making parachutes for the war.
Oh, all right.
And then when he saw the war was ending, and again, this is an official history, this is my history, so don't quote me if I get it a little wrong, but he then started making other clothing. Women's lingerie, hostess coats, men's pajamas.
Okay.
And it was called, it was a knitting company at one point, it was what it was called. And so they looked to rebrand it, and they decided to go with the word Textron, Tex for textiles. Mm-hmm. And the Tron was due to some of the materials they used, like Lutron or something like that. Yeah. And that's where we got it.
Because you say Textron, I don't think lingerie.
Right.
So this whole kind of transition from that to, you know, what everything that you guys do now, is that's kind of interesting.
Right. So Royal Little was very smart, and he at one point realized that he should have a diversified company. So several different types of businesses. So if one business isn't doing well, the other one might be doing well, and that will keep it going. And he was actually the creator of the conglomerate. The first one who ever did anything like that. And now you see it all over the world. So he did that, and he was very, very philanthropic. He actually gave an endowment to the United Way of Rhode Island. Yeah. So anybody who gives a donation to the United Way is giving directly to their programs, because the endowment he gave over 50 years ago, I believe, is still paying for all the administrative costs of the United Way.
That's impressive.
That's
very impressive. So. Well, and obviously that culture still continues, that culture of philanthropy and movement. So thank you so much, because again, this weekend's lighting is going to happen because of your support, and gosh, it's going
to
be lots of fun. And so, you know,
we
talked about the Gorilla Tango that's going to be happening, and we've got our Waterfire Arts Festival Plaza, which opens at 6. I'm not sure if you've been down there, have you?
No, I haven't.
It is the coolest thing. And, you know, Linda, I got to bring you into the conversation
sure,
now.
Thanks.
We're going to talk about the Rally for Recovery soon, but I want you in the conversation.
Well, yeah. Because go ahead. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So this is Linda Mahoney from the Rally for Recovery, and actually she's got a bigger bio than that, and we'll go into that in a second. But have you been to Water Fire recently?
I love going to Water Fire. It's a date night for us.
Oh, right? All right.
You know, 38 years of marriage, and that's what me and my husband like to do, is just kind of walk, hold hands, and stop and do people watching, because it's a great people watching place.
Great people watching place. Well, the Arts Festival Plaza, it takes place. We started it not last year, but the year before. And it was our way to work with local artisans. So we've got maybe 20 to 25 different local artists, like Mike Bryce, the incredible painter. He's actually painting just these incredible pictures of Water Fire right there on site and selling some of his stuff. There's people who are jewelers and sculptors and everything else. And that starts at 6 o'clock on Washington Street, and so right near the Canal Street and the merchandise. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people always think, I've got to wait till the fires are lit till anything really happens at Water Fire. It's so not true, because there's so much that's happening beforehand. So if you want to go down with your kids and hang out or do something fun like that.
Well, and shopping, please.
That's it.
And eating. Eating is fun.
Eating, shopping, and then the fires.
Yeah, it's the perfect date night.
Right.
All right. And then a little Argentinian tango on top of it.
Get that passion going.
Now, Linda, I wanted to bring you on the show because, as I was saying, there's a lot of great stuff happening in Rhode Island. We're about to close. Summer's coming to a close. Can you believe it?
I know. It's beautiful, though. What a great summer.
It has been a great summer, and it seems like I'm thinking it's going to last longer.
Okay, I'm going with that.
I'm going with that, mm-hmm. You know? I'm saying, like, even through November when I do my salute to veterans, wouldn't it be nice to have, like, a 70-degree day for my salute to veterans?
It was a little cold last year.
It was a little chilly last year, but... All right, so that I'm putting that out into the universe, ladies. It's going to be nice. But, you know, as I was saying, the next week is a very big week with the fireball for Water Fire. But next week's a really big week for the Rally for Recovery.
Sure.
And first, can you give us a little bit of history about yourself and how you came to be part of the Rally for Recovery?
It's been my privilege. I've been a provider of... substance abuse services for 30 years, but now I work for the state of Rhode Island. But I've been on the Rally for Recovery committee for the last 4 years and work with some great people. Yeah. And we were actually, 2 years ago, we put on such a great party that the SAMHSA, which is the National Organization of Substance Abuse Mental Health, they decided we were to be the national hub. So
Jim Gillen came to me.
We brought in 12,000 people just for this enormous celebration of life. I mean, so many times, you know, in my day job, we have to talk about the overdoses and the sad things. But, you know, people don't get a chance to glimpse what I also see, and that's the recovery end of this disease that we deal with in so many people. This is about families coming together and celebrating. We have some great events happening. We have Home Depot that last year we helped build little bird cages. So family have face painting and, you know, there's great music. We have the Spinners that play. I don't know if you're familiar with, excuse me, this is not the Spinners that kill me. The Senders. Spinners are coming in. They've rised up. The Senders is, I think, Phoenix Magazine announced that they were like the best Rhode Island band. And they have like following 150, sometimes 600 people follow them. It's just great music. So we do a lot of dancing.
Yeah. So that's at the rally itself.
Yeah.
But you've got, the big kickoff first starts next week, right?
September 4th is, September is Rally for Recovery month. It's the national month. So we have a kickoff. We actually are looking at focusing at our youth, 18 to 25. We're having it at Rhode Island College, and it's at 10 a.m. on September 4th. It's right in the quad of Rhode Island College. Yeah. And we'll have some speakers, but some fun activities too. But we're really trying to target our youth. We're trying to target the individuals that think that they can use just one time, to realize just that one time could be their last time.
Yeah.
You know, and that there are people have walked that walk. You don't have to go all the way down that path, you know. So the celebration of recovery is to talk about youth understanding the choices that you make when you're young and how they can follow your whole life. So we're really targeting 18, 25-year-olds at the kickoff, and we're going to unveil the quilt. And we're going to unveil the annual T-shirt that we have and some speakers.
Yeah, now I've seen this quilt. So one, I'm glad it's at Rhode Island College.
Yeah,
I live right near Rhode Island College, so I'll be able to just like saunter right on over and be there. But this quilt, I've seen it. Can you explain who's put that together? Because it's a really to me, it's a very emotional thing.
It is. It's a Rhode Island event. This community starts by making quilts at the recovery event, the main one on September 19th, and then all the quilts are put together by one agency. And this year, AdCare of Rhode Island has taken on the task of pulling it all together.
Mm-hmm.
We have a special little piece. We're going to make sure Jim Gillen's in on that quilt this year, and a little celebration of his life and what he did to celebrate recovery. And every year we build another quilt. We're up to six of them, and they're great. Then they're held in recovery centers during the year, and then we bring them out to the kickoff event so people see all the love. And there's a lot of messages that people write on their each individual quilt. You can come to the Rally for Recovery on September 19th, write a quilt square. You can put a person's name down. You can put a message down there. You can just say something that's important to you in recovery, and then we put it all together and make this beautiful quilt and hang it and so everyone can see.
And so this is also, the kickoff starts next week.
Right.
But then there are a lot of other events. So I know that there's the big rally for recovery.
Yes.
When is that? So that's the 19th,
The 19th. That's at Roger Wims Memorial up near the State House, or I should say down by the State House. It's we've had it there for the last 13 years.
I've done a lot of water fires with you guys.
Oh, you've been awesome. And we had, when we did the National Hub, we had a water fire, that procession that walked down. This year, our finances are a little, we're still looking for sponsors, mm-hmm. as you would say, but yeah. we're going to have a little procession to the State House just to kind of end the night there with some torches from, and to really kind of have a luminar procession at the end of the night just to capsize it and to end it in a good note.
Well, you know, it's so perfect because it's like a light at the end of the
yeah.
tunnel and, you know, an inspiration and dreams. And that's even why we do the luminaria in the star field,
mm-hmm.
because they're just these wonderful symbols of hope and transformation. And even, you know, you think about fire and yeah. that transformative quality about that. But we've got to take a quick break.
Not
we're
sure.
going to come back. We're going to talk more about the Rally for Recovery.
Thank you.
All the great stuff you all are doing. And, yeah, you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And just a reminder, we are underwritten by National Grid and supported by Lifetime Medical, a great, great group that is always hiring certified nurses, and they do a lot with home health care. So thank you to our two sponsors. But now I want to get back to talking to you. I've been talking to Karen Warfield from Textron, who... Textron Charitable Foundation has been a wonderful supporter of Waterfire for 15 years now, is making it possible for us to do a fire this weekend. And we've been talking a little bit about dancing and about everything else and some great history about Textron. And all I can think of is Textron and lingerie now, Karen. I'm really sorry. but we were just talking to Linda Mahoney because this is the month all about recovery, and yes. it's the Rally for Recovery month, and it kicks off next week at Rhode Island College. What time again?
September 4th at 10 a.m. in the quad of Rhode Island College. That's the kickoff.
So that's the kickoff. Is the public invited to go to that?
Absolutely.
Like anybody?
And, you know, we want people who are trying to actually challenge the colleges to come together to focus on recovery, because you recover from a lot of things, not just substance abuse, mental health, life.
Yep.
We also have a speaker talking about her recovering from some adverse events that happened on campus and what she needed to do to take care of herself. So recovery is a pretty vague word.
Yeah, definitely. And so that's the kickoff. But I know we were talking about, just like Water Fire, putting on an event like this, one that is all about celebration, mm-hmm. and it's about bringing families together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to show that there is fun in recovery,
mm-hmm.
there is support in recovery. That is all, you know, that culminates really at the Rally for Recovery on the 19th, doesn't
oh,
it?
God,
the,
yeah.
That's
good
the day.
Time.
So that's where there's all the dancing and again the support systems. And so you were saying that there's a theme this year. What is the theme?
Well, the theme is actually national. It's visual, vocal, and valuable. And that's important for people in recovery to know that they need to get visual, they need to be vocal, and they're so valuable. And life is valuable for anybody in recovery, but this is about celebrating them three issues. But we do that with family. It's not just the individual in recovery, it's the family in recovery. Mm. And you need a tool, and you need a way to come together and to really begin that recovery process. And this is a good step.
Well, and again, I think sometimes that people think about recovery. I've known a lot of people with substance abuse problems, and think about recovery almost as like it's going to be boring. You know, like life's going to suddenly be boring and it's not going to be any fun. And that's what I've always loved about the rally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you say those three V's, when we were talking before, all three of us here, they remind me of Jim Gillen.
Oh, God.
And talk about a man who, and if anybody out there does not know who Jim Gillen was, he was probably, he recently passed, but... One, he's pretty much started a lot of the movement here for recovery and the Rally for Recovery. I know he was very big in bringing that whole national rally.
Yeah, sure.
In 2013.
Yeah, the Department of Behavioral Health Development Disabilities started originally on the campus, but you know we brought the Coalition of Recovery because we knew that it wasn't. Recovery starts the minute you believe you're in recovery. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it starts with people coming together saying, we believe this is a good thing, and we're going to tell everybody that it is. So Jim was the poster boy for recovery in Rhode Island, and, you know, for his memory, we want to celebrate the recovery.
Yeah.
And the way we're going to do that is bring a big party, and we just want a lot of people to turn out on the 19th. We need volunteers. We can go, if anyone's out there that's interested, you can go to Rally for Recovery website. There's a little tag that you can hit for volunteers. Yeah. We need people to get active. You know, my belief is you when you give, you get.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give your time, you know, you get tenfold back. So you got to make the effort by going to Rally for Recovery and signing up. And or if you can't do that, if that's not your thing, if recovery's not that far for you to be able to actively be involved, just show up. Free food. I mean, they're alone.
Everybody
and
likes
food.
Party and food and dancing.
Karen's eyes are lighting up over here on the side.
Yeah. Petting zoo. And then we have, we're giving out free testing for Hep C.
Yeah.
And we're also giving out Narcan for free, which is that medication that reverses an overdose.
That is so awesome about the Hep C. We just did a big Hep C fire. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Rhode Island defeats Hep C. We did it on August 1st, and we had free testing for people. And you know, we talked about there's a cure. Can you believe that there's an actual cure?
But you have to know you have it first.
Exactly. And it's baby boomers and a lot of intravenous drug users. But the baby boomer generation, huge. Just because it wasn't until like 1980s that it was really brought to the forefront.
84.
That it was, yeah. 84, that it was brought to the forefront. People don't even know they have it.
No, and a lot of people still don't. So you come down, you get free testing. It's anonymous, and, you know, we have a van, so it's a separate place to go. But there's a lot of education and information as well as fun.
So what we need to do is we need to make sure that everybody's there having a big great time at your party on the 19th. So how do they do that? I know people can just show up, but is there a place for people to sign up so that they can participate? And I know this Luminaria... the Luminary procession that you've got?
The 19th, it starts at 2 o'clock. So usually we have people lined up for food right at 2 o'clock because, you know, that. And it goes all the way till 7. So, you know, we'll have some presentations on the 19th, and then we'll have some dancing and some fun, and then we'll do the procession down to the State House. So it should end about 7 o'clock. But the sooner the better, because you come down, and if you want to volunteer, you just go to, like I said, Rally to Recovery. If you want to learn more, just go to the website and look there. But either that or just show up at 2 o'clock on the 19th at the Roger Williams Memorial Park on Canal Street on Providence.
We can count on it. I'll be there.
Will you?
I will.
Will you volunteer?
I will volunteer.
I'm going to have you, you know, be at the information booth saying hi to everybody.
I will. I'll be the greeter.
It'll be
great. I think it'll be fun.
Or dance instructor, one or the other.
Karen will be the dance instructor.
No, I'm not that good.
Well, you know, ladies, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the show. We're going to post everything about how people can get more involved in the Rally for Recovery on the Waterfire website.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also send you a link to this program. Karen, I will see you this weekend.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I'm going to see you tangoing. I'm going to have my phone ready so I can take a picture. And for everybody else out there, do not forget, not only Waterfire this weekend, but the Fireball. It's going to be the hottest party in town. No word of a lie.
Fireball and hot.
Yes. So see everybody down by the riverside this weekend. And thank you for listening. Again, you've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Want to be involved in Rhode Island's largest volunteer-supported arts organization? Waterfire Providence has rewarding volunteer opportunities at every Waterfire lighting and throughout the week, every week. Our incredible volunteers make it all happen in a variety of ways, from being on the river to greeting guests and everything in between. There's truly something for everyone. Individuals and groups can get involved today. Email us at volunteer@waterfire.org or call 401-273-9727.